On to Ra. Okay, so we're moving through still card four, experience of the mind, which, as you know, is in the Rider-Waite deck called the Emperor. And four is the number of Earth, or the four elements, and the completion of materiality, or the wholeness of materiality. And it's related to the fact that the archetype of experience of mind represents a completed cycle from conscious mind self-potentiation, dipping into open to seeking within the resources of deep mind, the High Priestess. We're on page 30, and we'll go to page 33. Then, by that potentiated conscious mind meeting catalyst, or what comes at us, what comes up in us in life, and applying our understanding to it to make good use of the catalyst on the positive path, being the application of understanding, acceptance, and balanced knowing, or knowing to seek balance and forgiveness of the catalyst. That leads to experience of mind furnished by ourselves, being the careful use of catalyst. And we see the character facing left with an interesting triangular skirt, with the right leg at a T shape angle to the left leg, which is milky white, and toe pointed down to the ground, with a cat on its haunches, facing left also, inside the box, which is gray, not black or white. And that's on page 30. Where we were last time was talking about the meaning of the shapes and the items in the card. And I want to just go back to, we'll start the text analysis and commentary on page 33, talking about the crossed legs of the entity, similar to the crux ansata of, I believe it's the High Priestess, which is a metaphysical shape of power, and the cross formed by the legs of the Emperor. So bottom of 33, Ra says, the cross formed by the living limbs of the image signifies that which is the nature of mind-body-spirit complexes in manifestation within your illusion. So the cross formed by the legs signifies the nature of us in manifestation in 3D, physical. And this is the key point. There is no experience which is not purchased by effort of some kind, no act of service to self or others which does not bear a price to the entity manifesting, commensurate with its purity. All things in manifestation may be seen in one way or another to be offering themselves in order that transformations may take place upon the level appropriate to the action. Heavy teaching. So there are two sentences there that follow upon the intro line explaining that the cross, the T-square cross formed by his legs, signify or represent our nature in 3D manifestation. Our nature being here, or the nature of our being here. What is that? It's the nature of sacrifice. It's the nature of no effort, no gain, or the value or the necessity of effort or purchase by effort of some kind, which is required for development or the furnishing of a well used and usable, further usable experience. There's no experience in 3D, physical, which is not purchased by some kind of effort or by effort of some kind. And therefore, on both paths, no act or no polarization, we can say, of service to self or service to others, which doesn't bear a price to us, manifesting again in 3D, related to, commensurate with its purity. Commensurate with means appropriate to, or in degree of its purity. Purity meaning development on positive or negative path. So the greater the purity, what? The greater the purchase price? Maybe. Maybe. I mean, the lessons of an adept and the lessons of a 3D newcomer, you know, working at 3.1 are different, but both must make effort. It's not even necessarily true that the higher one makes the greater effort, but they make an effort that's associated with the level of their achievement. So, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Okay, that's the nature of calling and response. When the student is ready for a higher teaching, the higher teaching appears. For the student to move to the next levels of development, the price of their learning is appropriate to their level and where they need to go. Commensurate with our purity is the calculation of the effort of some kind needed. The effort is commensurate with our purity. So to he who has much, much shall be given. To he who has much, much is expected. This kind of thing. In a sense, somewhat. It's certainly for sure what's expected or required is not the same for everyone or not the same at any one particular level either. Then Ra gives a more general comment about manifestation and the quality of self-offering or the nature of self-offering of all things in manifestation. All things in manifestation may be seen in one way or another to be offering themselves in order that transformations may take place upon the level appropriate to the action. So my computer offers itself to this working. You offer yourselves to this group, you know, to your being here or by your being here. It's a self-offering for the benefit of all of us, for my benefit and for your benefit, and the benefit of the holy ones in assembly. So this offering, you know, all service is service to the Creator, and all action is born of self-offering. And so those who harm us and those who help us are both self-offering so that we may grow in order that transformations may take place upon the level appropriate to the action is commensurate with its purity. So the level of the one experiencing, the level of the offering, the level of the action required to make good use of catalyst. So that's very important, and all of that is basically indicated by the T-square cross of his legs. Further, bottom of 33, Don asks about the significance of the shape of the skirt. And Don makes some kind of observations about it, and Ra says that his interpretation is acceptable because, you know, his observations are kind of simple. The skirt is extended towards the left, our left, or its left, sorry, and shorter to the right, the black bag hanging. It's about, you know, possessions of wealth in the left-hand path. That's not really what Ra means, and that's not important, actually. So the skirt we will talk about in a moment. So Don makes further comments about the character being male, and I don't even want to read Don's question because it's a little convoluted. But Ra says, in the context of your penultimate query, which is really to understand this card, we suggest you ponder again the shape of the garment, the skirt, which the image wears. Such habil is like rehabilitation and habitate. I don't know the root, but habiliment, I don't know what. It reminds me of habitat, but I don't think it may not be the same root. Rehabilitation, to habilitate, is what? To establish, somebody might want to look this up. Rehabilitation is to reconstitute, or a constituting, a constitution, or condition of that establishes something to continue that way. Not sure. Ra says the shape is significant, it's not natural, and it's so along the lines of your query about dealing with catalytic action. And there was further questioning. Don's asking, bottom of page 34, for the condition of meeting after the veiling process, either entity, positive or negative, chooses as a function of its previous biases. This is so confused. The experience, the way it handles situation with respect to polarity. the short of it is that according to our path, positive or negative, which is our choice, we interpret catalyst, we produce catalyst, we make use of catalyst for continued development on our path. That's simple. Further, Don, on the top of page 35, returns to the question of the skirt. And, okay. So, the comment Corinne added about habiliment from Old French, habiliment, from habiller, to clothe, an alteration, which is interesting. So, rehabilitation is to reclothe. Related to habit, yes, habitat. So it's covering, clothing, and preparing also. And this skirt, you know, is triangular. It's longer on his left than his right, but it's quite triangular, surmounting the T-cross of the legs. It's also gray and is sort of capped by a sash at the waist. And Don says, it occurred to us that the skirt of the entity representing the emperor is extended to the left to indicate that other cells wouldn't be able to get close to the entity if it's chosen the left-hand path. There's greater separation between it and other selves on the left-hand path. True. Whereas if it's chosen the right-hand path, there is much less separation. True. Ross says the student is perceptive. So that's not a very great point, but for sure, those on the left-hand path keep others at bay and are lonely, you know? There's no love on the negative path. And one reason they're so angry, you know, is because they're loveless. And one reason they do what their masters tell them is because they want the love of their unloving master on the negative path. It's a very strange, it's basically the path of parlaying psychological dysfunction. They parlay and leverage their psychological blockage of heart blockage and a lot of complexes of mind for greater power and position on the left-hand path. Meanwhile, they're not happy fellows, and that's why they're so prone to violence and anger, all the way up into mid-4D negative, by the way. You know, they just refine the expression of it further to mental and then magical. But they're not nice and they're not happy because there's no love and there's no intimacy. You know, the creator and creation of one life and all is family, you know, all is intimately self, felt very well by, you know, union partnership. Partnership of friendship and partnership of, you know, male, female joining. That intimacy, joy, accessed by love is completely unavailable to those on the left-hand path. So understandably, they're miserable and wretched and, you know, go around hurting and harming. Of course, they're wounded and they, yet they're choosing to maintain their wounding to leverage into power. So it's kind of strange. So Don goes on asking further about the square upon which the emperor sits, almost totally black. Is it a representation of the material illusion and the white cat guarding the right-hand path? Wondering if the white cat in the box cube is guarding the right-hand path that's now separated in experience from the left, which is decent understanding because it's at this position of deep mind, the nodal point of experience and experiencing mind, that the polarization has been effected. People are determined on their path, positive or negative, by the time the formation of experience, because it comes from, you know, the polarized use of catalyst. Ross says, oh, student, your sight almost sees that which was intended. However, the polarities need no guardians. What then, oh, student, needs the guard? And Don says, what I mean to say is that the entity is guarded along the right-hand path, which is true, for once it's chosen this path, and guarded from effects of the material illusion that are the negative polarity. But again, effects are not negative polarity. You know, catalyst is not positive or negative. You have to be careful with his questions. They're kind of confused. They're just questions. They're not statements of Ra. But there is a guarding going on here. And Ra says, well, it's an accurate perception of our intent, O student, meaning that there is guarding on the right-hand path. It's not that the polarities are guarded. The polarities are, or the potential for use of catalyst plus or minus is. What's guarded is, you know, those who follow the right-hand path. We do have protection, you know, more than you know. And it's not protection from negative polarity, exactly, but it's protection from what is undeserved, what negatives might offer that is undeserved by us. Ross says, we may note that the great cat, looks like a cute little cat to me, but Ross says, we may note that the great cat guards in direct proportion to the purity of the manifestations of intention. And the purity of inner work done along this path. Not a small point. The great cat guards us in direct proportion to the purity of our manifestations of intention. Manifestations of intention and purity of inner work done along the positive path. The purity of our manifestations of intention, not the success of our works, not the number of people that applaud, not the number of people that even listen, not the crowd, but the purity of manifestations of intention. How pure is your intention? What do you seek? And so that's why I, you know, it references the phrase love love and love truth. If you love love and you love truth, you'll be fine. That's a high purity of manifestation of intention. The purity of your manifested intention, which is the purity of inner work. By inner work, you can say, I love love. I love truth. Any truth, I love it. Any love, real love, I love it. I love goodness. I love truth. I love reality. You know, love, spoken that way, is not weak. There's no weakness there. I love truth. I love reality. I love awakening. There's no weakness there. So the purity of manifestations of intention is the quality of our seeking. What do you seek? How well do you seek? How focused is your seeking? How pure is your seeking? Ra said the strength of the inner light equals the strength of the seeking of that light. Seek and you will find. The seeking is the finding. The seeking of light is the illumination of light, the gain of light, or the degree of enlightenment is exactly the same as the intensity and purity of the seeking of it. Our nature is our purpose, said Ra. So our purpose in being is to manifest our nature. Our quality of light is the achievement of purified seeking. Seek it, and you are it. You know, seek purely, and you are purity. So this is very interesting. It really means then that the degree of protection we have comes from the degree of purity of our seeking. The purity of inner work is protective. So purify your heart and, you know, wish to be free of the blockages, right? Be free of anger and resentment and impatience and frustration. Very weak, you know, those emotions. Be free of self-pity and sorrow. Be free of fear and dread and panic. Now, being free doesn't mean, you know, won't be done by killing it or avoiding it or putting on a happy face or distracting yourself with something else. It's done by letting it be upon you and go through you with the open heart of accepting it and willing to know it and understand it and forgive self and other. So that's very clear. And the great cat, or our spiritual protection, is in direct proportion to the purity of our seeking, the purity of our intention. What is your intention here? What do you want? And the purity of inner work is that, is to purify your intentions. Then Don gets a very excellent recognition. He says, if the experience of the mind has sufficiently chosen the right-hand path, as total purity is approached in the choosing of the right-hand path, then total imperviousness from the effect of left-hand catalyst is also approached. Read, total imperviousness from negativity or harmful, upsetting, disruptive catalyst is approached. Ra says this is exquisitely perceptive. The seeker, which has purely chosen the service to others' path, shall certainly not have a variant, apparent, incarnational experience. Now, this is actually getting into a distinction. The distinction is between the appearance and reality, the outer and the inner. It's exquisitely perceptive that the purity of our intention, the purity of our approach in choosing and living the right-hand path of unity, love and truth, leads to total imperviousness or total inviolability, total freedom from the effect of negatives and negativity. That's true. However, Ross says, there is no outward shelter in your illusion from the gusts, flurries, and blizzards of quick and cruel catalyst. Interesting that they, you know, use the weather analogy. Wind. The wind, right? Buddhism talked about the eight worldly winds. These are the winds here of blame and misfortune and loss. And harm. Physical harm, mental harm, social harm, emotional harm, you know, negative speech, negative actions against us, dot, dot, dot. The gusts, flurries, and blizzards of quick and cruel. It's cruel, no doubt. There is lots of cruelty here. Look at the links sent before. They're quick, fortunately. There's no outward shelter in 3D physical from negative action, you know, quick. Ra doesn't say negative catalyst, because catalyst is neutral. But they do say quick and cruel. Quick doesn't seem like a problem, but if it's cruel, we might as well hope that it's quick. But there's certainly cruel catalyst. And so Ra is saying, first of all, the one who's on the service to others path, no, doesn't have a variant or a very different appearance to their incarnational experience, meaning, you know, they were in Hiroshima, Nagasaki too. They were in, you know, Cambodia's, Pol Pot's Cambodia too. They were all over the place. Wanderers, positive beings are all over the place here. And in all of the places of quick and cruel catalyst. However, to the pure, all that is encountered speaks of the love and light of the one infinite creator. You see now what Ra's doing is saying, yeah, there is greater protection. However, it isn't always outer protection, unfortunately. To the pure, all that is encountered speaks of or reveals the love and light of the one infinite creator. The cruelest blow is seen with an ambience of challenges offered and opportunities to come. Thusly, the great pitch of light is held high above one, above such a one, so that all interpretation may seem to be protected by light. So this is the protection of our experiencing of catalyst. Unfortunately, it's not the protection of our body. It's not the protection of our physical appearance, nor the kind of protectedness of our physical space so that, you know, no quick and cruel catalyst appears, because it does, it will, it has, and it's normal. But what is protected is mind. Spirit is free, but mind suffers the most. You know, body suffers, yeah, but the real suffering is the suffering of the mind. And that's the Buddhist distinction between pain and suffering. The enlightened one may feel pain, but because the mind is free of illusion or the belief in distinction, then there's no suffering created. There's pain experienced, but not suffering generated. And this is the root, or this is actually the summit of what Ra's saying, because Ra's saying, excuse me, Ra's saying that the mind, you know, there's the experience of quick, cruel catalyst by the enlightened mind. There's the experience of quick, cruel catalyst by the mind not yet free of illusion. And that's the difference between meditation and psychotherapy. The difference between the adept and the harvestable into 4D positive person. Meaning, Nityananda doesn't experience the guy trying to wrap his arm in a gasoline rag and light it on fire. That doesn't happen. He doesn't see that as challenges offered and opportunities to come. Yeah, sure, actually he does, but it's not seen by that intellectually as the stopping point. It's actually seen as, it is seen as an opportunity to be of service. You know, my arm being wrapped in a gasoline rag and lit on fire. But it's mainly, you know, the flow of the play of light, the play of light and phenomena for his great working. I mean, it is seen as a chance to offer service, but it's seen in a non-dual way. For us, we see it in the way of me and you and what's happening and how I can make good use of it. So the cruelest blow for us is seen with an ambience of challenges offered. The atmosphere, the sense of how can I make use of this, and opportunities to come for service, but for our growth. And so, you know, at first you just got to get out of the firing line. And so if it's really quick, cruel catalyst, you can't just stand there and think, okay, what a good opportunity this is. What a great challenge. But get out and move along and get to some safety. But whatever it is, if we continue on the positive path, if we're truly committed to making a better life for ourselves and others and developing ourselves further, just that, the strength of that basic commitment to continue learning and growing will inevitably lead us to, and is the basis of, our recognizing catalyst, cruel catalyst, as a challenge and an opportunity. Because no matter what it is, we gotta get right again. We gotta come back to balance again. We gotta get back to peaceful mind and heart again. We need it. We want it. You know, there's no other choice. I'm not gonna be damaged for the rest of my life. I'm gonna walk through it. I have to keep going. I want to keep going. I want to right myself now. R-I-G-H-T. So to right ourselves, like a boat that's lilted or, you know, capsized somewhat, but not sunk. Capsized, but not sunk. The boat must The captain rights the boat. Put it up to right. Right it again. R-I-G-H-T. Upon the right path again. Into, you know, get out, get rid of the water. Right the capsized boat. And keep steaming ahead. And so that is the protection of mind, or the experience of catalyst, which is the experience of mind, right? Experience of the mind card is the result of how we interpret and make use of the catalyst of life. The catalyst of life is what comes up in us, what comes to us. How we meet it creates our experience. Our experience of life is our experience of mind. Therefore, you know, there's pain with or without suffering, right? There's quick, cruel catalyst with or without self-pity, with or without dejection, discouragement, depression, hopelessness, and collapse. Maybe, maybe not. So the protection in this case is the protection of surety. Surety. All sometimes called faith, you know. That all interpretation is protected by our awakened understanding and our commitment to righting ourselves forever. Being in the right forever. Living in forever right. The great pitch of light is held high above such a one, so that all interpretation is protected by light. The light of reality guides our meeting of catalyst. The light of truth, which is we are the one, we are evolving, we have distortions, we have catalyst, we wish to continue on the positive way. That's the light that's protective, commensurate with our purity. And the greater the knowing of reality, the greater the protection of our being. So, that's Corinne's 2-hour bump. You can take that out of the tape, Ro or Renee. Every time her Skype has a hiccup after 1 or 2 hours. So, let's just end a couple more QAs, and then we'll end because it's 2 hours up. So Don asks, which is a follow-up, which is good. Am I to understand then that there's no protection at all if the experience of mind has chosen the left-hand path and that path is traveled? It's not the experience of mind choosing, it's us choosing. So is there no protection for one who's chosen the left-hand path? All random catalyst affects the negatively polarized individual as a function of the nature of random catalyst, da da da. Ross says you're correct, meaning various catalysts does affect the negatively polarized individual according to the nature of random catalyst. So the left-hand path is far less protected because every gain is a gain of fighting, gained by fighting. Fighting in mind, fighting over others, fighting for domination and supremacy over each other. There's no other way. You can follow your masters, but you're going to have to keep fighting. So just being a good slave is not enough. And therefore, they're much more vulnerable to more shit coming at them. You know? That's another reason why they're not happy. So Ross says, it's correct. You may note of those of your peoples which, at this space-time nexus, seek places of survival. This is due to the lack of protection when service to self is invoked. So Ra is saying, hey, the people who are seeking to protect themselves like underground, meaning negative people, are doing so because of the lack of protection when service to self is invoked. When you follow the service to self negative path, there is no protection. And they'll be thrown off the boat any moment by their superiors when their superiors order it. Of course, you're all expendable. Not you guys in the group, but the ones who are listening. You're all expendable, and your masters will throw you off the boat when their masters say so. And so the negative path is a lack of protection. That's just the way it is. But it's interesting that Ross says, you know, you'll note that some people now are seeking places of survival. There's sort of the implication twofold that those who are seeking, you know, total survival protection on left-hand path are negatives, 3D negatives. There's also a suggestion that the seeking of physical survival as a primary value in and of itself tends towards the negative way or a lack of faith and reality, faith in knowing reality. I mean, of course, after Atlantis, the Confederation brought people to Peru, Tibet, and Turkey. So that looks like survival to me. And they're all positive. So it's not a blanket statement that seeking physical survival for continuance is negative, of course. So I'll have to take that up with Ra next time we talk. But, you know, surely the overemphasis on physical survival bespeaks lack of faith. And faith is not faith, you know. Faith is, there's the faith based in hope, which is based in not knowing. And then there's the faith based in knowing, which is not belief. I don't believe in God. I know God, said Mr. Jung. So, Dr. Jung. So, there's the faith of knowing. And that's not quite faith. because you're not sensing and hoping, you're living in reality. But by that, there's less worry about where I am physically. And I'll be protected, but I may not be protected physically totally, you know. But there's the protection in that I want to walk in truth and love. And whatever comes, I'll meet it. So I think that's all we'll do for today. And that's the top of page 36. And next time, we're going to get into some heavier stuff, looking at the geometry of his legs. We've talked about the T-square. Ra will talk about further the tesseract. Tesseract is a term from speculative mathematics. All right. So we'll talk about his legs again and removing the other astrological items in the image. And then we'll be finished with card number 4. So that's good. This was a long reading for card 4, actually many pages. And then, you know, so next week we'll start on page 36 and then complete card 4 and move right along. So, thank you, everybody. And we'll be meeting next week, same, same. And hope you're all well. Good night and good afternoon. And please take good care of yourselves. Okay, see you again soon. Bye-bye.